Today's podcast is sponsored by NatureBox. NatureBox ships great-tasting, wholesome snacks right to your door. Forget the vending machine. Start snacking smarter with wholesome, delicious treats like dark cocoa almonds. Support the podcast by ordering a free NatureBox sampler box at naturebox.com/RHAP. That's right. Free NatureBox snacks are found at naturebox.com/RHAP. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here, and today we are talking some more about Marriage Boot Camp on WeTV, and we're getting back together with Tyson Apostle and his new buddy from Marriage Boot Camp, Spencer Pratt, is going to be joining us again on the podcast. We're going to be doing this every Monday. Here we go, all the way through Marriage Boot Camp, reality stars. If you're following along with the show, it airs on Friday nights on WeTV if you want to set your DVR. But I don't think if you are missing the show, this should impede your enjoyment of any of these shows with Tyson and Spencer. If last week's show is any indication, these shows get a little less family-friendly than some of our other shows. So just listener discretion is advised on these episodes. But otherwise, I think it's going to be a lot of fun talking with Tyson and Spencer. Again, of course, I am so excited, and my poll is up. That's right. Miss Survivor and Mr. Survivor nominations are ongoing here for Miss Survivor and Mr. Survivor 2015. So all week long, we are going to be taking your top three nominations for Mr. Survivor and Miss Survivor. You can get those in all week long through Saturday at midnight Eastern or 11:59 p.m. Eastern this upcoming Saturday. Go to MissSurvivor.com, or you could do it on RobHasAWebsite.com. Get your top three votes in all week long, and we'll go ahead and then tally those next week with our special shows on Tuesday and Wednesday, one for Miss Survivor and one for Mr. Survivor, to announce the top three. So we're going to be doing that for basically the next 39 days until the premiere of Survivor Worlds Apart. Then the rest of this week, we'll be doing plenty more with some Survivor stuff. Maybe we may get a cast announcement this week, fingers crossed. And if that happens, we will also bring you extended coverage of that. And we will get back with Celebrity Apprentice this upcoming Monday night live with Mike Bloom. So make sure you're locked in for Rob Has a Podcast, robhasawebsite.com/iTunes. Before we get to Tyson and Spencer, I want to take a moment to thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast, and those are our friends at NatureBox. And they know that life is hectic and it's hard to make the best snacking choices, also hard to make good relationship choices, especially if you're at marriage boot camp. So when you're hungry and looking for a quick pick-me-up, you know the best thing to do is have a NatureBox on hand for delicious and healthy snack options. They've got over 100 nutritionist approved snacks with no artificial flavors, colors, sweeteners, no grams of trans fat, no high fructose corn syrup, none of the bad stuff that you don't want, only the good stuff like bold flavors that you crave without any of this artificial funny business. And so instead of hitting the afternoon slump and getting hungry and irritable, grab some NatureBox. I've got some apple pie oat clusters in my cabinet. I've got the peanut butter nom noms. And of course, I hit up those dark chocolate almonds and I am popping them like Tic Tacs all day long. I love them. And now NatureBox is giving you the chance to get some free NatureBox. That's right. Go and get a free trial with five of the most popular snacks. You heard us, free snacks. Go to naturebox.com/RHAP to start your free trial. You know you're going to snack. Get smart about it with NatureBox, naturebox.com/RHAP, and get a free trial box of delicious snacks. All right, everybody, we had to go back to the well because you guys demanded it. People are loving the spicing. So here they are back on the podcast. Here is Tyson Apostle and Spencer Pratt.
#Spicin.
Where's our theme song this week? What the F?
Here, send it to me after the show, and I'll put it in.
I'm not worth the 99 cents download, do you, Rob?
I gotta look it up.
Gosh, this guy.
I'll put it here. I'm gonna put it in post production, and now you'll hear it.
I read that article on Reality Blurred. You're making like 90 grand a month.
No, that was a typo.
Yeah, that's what he says when the IRS.
Where's our piece of the pie?
Yeah, I read.
They left out a decimal point.
I was like, send us some microphones with that budget.
Go read it again. He left out the decimal point in 88.
Yeah, sure. You're like, IRS is going to get me, guy.
Oh, my God. So, of course, Spencer Tyson are on the Marriage Boot Camp : Reality Stars on WeTV. Week two came and went, and it was a crazy week. You guys went to divorce court, and you had to pretend that your significant others were dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, the show's... It's ridiculous.
It's pretty good, you know. They brought some dude in a judge costume to pretty much just belittle us.
I'm pretty sure that was a lady. I thought it was a woman.
Well, whatever, bro.
It was a dudette.
It was a dudette.
I just wish I was editing this show. With all due respect to these editors and these producers, they are missing some gold. Tyson Apostle got smacked in the face as hard, I mean, the definition of the word bitch slap, by Jim, to the point where we were all in shock. Like, I was thinking, like, am I supposed to jump Jim on Spicen's behalf? But then I was like, no, I'm not getting paid for this Survivor. He's got $1 million. But
that's true.
Honestly, he smacked Tyson as hard as you can get smacked without, like, causing like damage to a face.
So Tyson, Jim, who, if anybody, I heard there's like one person that listens to this podcast but didn't see the episode. Now Jim is the guy who runs the Marriage Boot Camp. He slapped you in the face for real?
Yeah, dude. So you know the part where he steps up to my face in divorce court and is like, "What's your heart look like if we could rip open your chest?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "You mean physically?"
Yeah.
And he smacked me in the side of the head. And I'm like thinking, do I punch him under the chin? What do I do here? I look over at Spencer and Jacob, and they both give me the look like, we've got your back, bro, if you start something. And I opted not to do anything. But afterwards, Jim was like, oh, that was a lesson because you flinched when I smacked you. And I was like,
what?
Well, that's actually a natural human response, is to flinch when somebody takes a swing at you. So I don't really know what you're getting at.
I don't even know what he was getting at with the question. He's like, what does your heart look like on the inside? And I wouldn't have known how to answer that question.
I think I also said cold and black.
I think Jim and Elizabeth bought some little coffee table book that has just a list of like heartfelt like statements, and they just misquote it all day long.
Tyson, I felt like you did get beat up even on what we saw on the show this week. I felt like you got the brunt of it from between Jim and Elizabeth and everybody fanning the flames with Rachel.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's totally team Rachel right now. You know, even me watching the show, I'm like, God damn, that Tyson asshole is a real prick.
Yeah. You came off like a mean guy because it really made it seem like, you know, Rachel, you manipulate her, and the other castmates were saying like really bad stuff about you.
I know. Like what? Like what did Spencer say about me?
What did Spencer say about you? I don't think Spencer said anything that was that bad. I saw Natalie saying a lot of stuff about you.
Yeah, but Natalie says a lot of stuff about everybody, so it's kind of like in
one ear. It's her character, remember? It's her character.
Oh, yeah, she's playing a character.
With quotations, quotations.
But Tyson, so, even on Survivor, I don't remember people calling you names like they're doing on Marriage Boot Camp.
Go! Go Lynch! Go Lynch! Go Marshall! Oh!
What kind of names?
Oh my God! I can be.
Hold on. Let's go live to Spencer Pratt with the report. Spencer, do we have a breaking update from the NFC Championship game?
Seahawks just took the lead by one, thanks to the only player in football that I care about, Marshawn Beast Mode Money Lynch. And now we can go back to our podcast. Sorry.
All right, there you have it. This is for the people who get their sports news like a day later and on a podcast, not live.
Reality TV.
We're going to bring them breaking updates from the NFC Championship game.
Back to that boot camp show. That's so much more interesting.
So what names was I getting called, Rob?
Tyson, you're going to make me consult my notes. I feel like people were just talking about how you are manipulative, and they were saying that you were taking advantage of Rachel, and you know they just kept the honorable Judge Toler told Rachel that she'd hit her with a stick. She needs to wake up.
Yeah, wrap her over the head. Well, Judge Toler also was like, she was like, list the reasons you love Rachel. And I was like, well, she's beautiful, she's smart, she's fun. She's my best friend. And And she's like, those aren't real reasons. Here's an example. I love my man because his booty is so dope. And I was like, that sounds like a way more superficial reason than the ones I listed for Rachel, which they didn't show that on TV for some reason, I guess. But yeah, they definitely were out to get me this episode.
Hold on. Judge Toler said, I love my man because his booty is dope.
Well, she didn't say dope, but she said something about his booty.
That doesn't sound very honorable for the Honorable Judge Toler.
Well, that's why it probably got cut out. I don't know.
Does he post pictures of his booty on Instagram?
I think so. Spencer's actually following him.
Wow.
Are we talking about Jim?
No,
we're talking about Judge Toler's
husband.
Husband who she said whose booty was so great.
Oh, did they edit that out too?
Yeah, they edited that out. And then Rob asked if you're not even paying attention, Spencer. You're just watching the football game.
It's over now. Come on now. I want to talk about killing terrorists and stuff. Let's get this podcast, you know, relevant. No one
to the next level.
Hold on. What I want to know is that Spencer said that he knows a bunch of guys that he could call, that he could get them to come down to the marriage boot camp and marry Rachel on the spot. Who are these guys?
Yeah, who are these guys?
God, my mom keeps calling to hear my podcast.
That's all we get?
What happened?
Is your mom one of the people that wants to marry Rachel?
My mom? No, I didn't say these guys were class acts. I'm just saying I got some single guys that haven't had a date in a few years.
and they would just come down for an arranged marriage with Rachel on the spot?
I definitely know two guys that would just come marry Rachel that day.
What are their names?
Panero and Calvin.
That's their first names or their last names?
Calvin's the first name. Panero's both.
So Rachel Panero? That doesn't even flow.
Rachel be up for that? Would she agree to an arranged marriage from one of Spencer's friends?
If Tyson keeps telling her that he can't love her as much as Rachel loves him, maybe. No, Rachel, you just can't. I can't love you like you love me.
Yeah, what does that mean, Tyson?
A gigantic heart, giving, caring heart, and my heart is not. Her capacity to love is way greater than. I'm done talking about this part. What's the next thing?
Clear the air because you're obviously you're being misunderstood.
Yeah, I am being misunderstood. So I'm saying that Rachel, with as sweet and delicate as she is, her capacity to love, she can produce more love than I can. So that's what I'm saying. So even her maximum love and my maximum love, they don't line up exactly. Does that make sense?
I think so. But let me ask you this, because the way I understood it on the show, I thought you were sort of joking around and you were trying to give like a funny answer. And you said that to sort of be funny. And then everybody took it at face value and then just kept throwing it in Rachel's face and saying, see what he said? See what he said? Is that what really happened?
Well, I kind of cleared the air, but I wasn't very good at explaining it. So then everybody just took it and ran with it.
Yeah. Now, there was one point when you guys were at dinner and everybody was talking to Rachel and like really like trying to say to Rachel, yeah, you know, maybe Tyson is a jerk, like when you weren't there. And then
I made up for it by spilling the drink on her.
Right. And that's what I want to know. Did you spill the drink on Rachel on purpose to get some alone time with her, or was that an accident?
That was an accident, and then she started crying over spilled milk, so to speak.
Well, I thought it was a brilliant strategy. I thought you did it on purpose to say, look, if I say, Rachel, can I talk to you in the other room? Everybody's going to make a big deal. But if you just spilled the drink on her, then you could have said, oh, let me go clean that up, and then talk to her and say, like, look, you're taking this the wrong way.
Yeah, well, let's strike the previous comment from the record. And yes, that was a brilliant strategy on my part. I did that on purpose.
Yeah, that was a very, very good strategy. Now, and Spencer, you know, you also went to divorce court with Heidi, and the Honorable Judge Toler told Heidi she has fairy dust in her eyes.
That was such a compliment, because I think of Heidi as like a princess fairy. So I was like, whoa, this
judge sees it too.
Loves you. Well, I wish I had fairy dust in my eyes, and she's implying that I can make fairy dust, which is magical.
Yeah.
So Spencer left that on a real high note.
Yeah, I was like, let's go to divorce court way more.
Now, did it piss you off when Natalie said that you guys spent all your money on Heidi's plastic surgery? Does that make you pissed, or you don't care about anything she says?
Well, first off, to get Natalie's facts right, all that plastic surgery was free.
And yeah.
What planet does Natalie live on where plastic surgery costs like $20 million? Because I spent all that on burritos, not plastic surgery.
Wow.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the saying, a burrito a day?
Keeps no doctor away.
Yeah. Spencer has tons of doctor bills from all the burritos.
No, honestly, I pray for Natalie.
Wow.
I do. She's in my prayers. She fits in that category. I pray for my family. I pray for my friends. And God, please help my enemies. I pray for them too.
Wow. Oh my God. That so you are.
Is she like a mortal enemy?
No. Mortal. That would. I'm like Highlander. If you're a mortal enemy, I have to take your head.
Would you have to take Natalie's head or her butt?
Neither. Jacob can keep both of those where he's got them.
Now, you also really pissed off Jim when they asked you about if you had debt, and you said that you had emotional debt.
Yeah, I missed that line. And
yeah, it was great.
I can't believe that anyone, you know, took that the wrong way, because emotional debt is something a lot of people deal with. You know, some people have financial debt and others are trying to live with emotional debt. Oh my God, they scored and tied up the game.
Hold on, breaking news.
Breaking news, 2 days late.
Spencer, what's going on the field?
It's now 22-22. They just tied the game. I'm going to have to tweet again about God not loving me.
What teams are playing? If you're going to do an update, you got to let everybody know what's going on, man.
The one that likes cheese against beast mode.
Yeah, Green Bay at Seattle in the NFC Championship game.
But yeah, Jim, I can't believe that they have a program. You know, God bless their hearts. I need to start my own boot camp program and get a TV show.
Well, some of these methods that they're using, I think, are pretty controversial, and probably none are more controversial than this stunt that they pulled with the car accident. So if you didn't see the show, they separated all of the pairs. And
who's
then,
not watching the show?
If you're listening to this podcast and you're not watching the show, no comment.
No comment. That's right. For the one person that's listening and didn't watch the show, they did this thing where they set up like these two cars in like this like head-on collision, and they did almost like if you watch the show Whodunit, they made it look like your partner was dead, and then they brought you outside and like, oh my God, something terrible has happened, come look at this, and they say that you were they like made up a story that you were texting and they were fighting. And then they looked to get your text message, which was like an angry text message. And then they crashed the car and died. And they wanted to get your reactions to seeing your loved one's dead body.
Well, for me, I don't know how other people are, but the second I walked out, I see this white Camaro and I'm like, Heidi would never be caught dead in a white Camaro.
Right?
And then they're like,
that was the ironic part of it.
Yeah. And I was like, what does she do? Whose white Camaro was she driving? So my mind couldn't even get past that. And then they hand me her like dead body phone and they're like, look what you texted her. And I'm like, my wife would never have an iPhone 4. This is what's going on here. So from that point on, I was like, I can't get into this. You know, if you're going to be real, have my wife be in like a Lamborghini with an iPhone 6 Plus. Like, let's keep this like, whoa, Heidi was speeding in a Lamborghini, FaceTiming or doing a selfie with her 6 Plus. But they got her all this outdated material. I'm just like, I can't get into this. And like I told them, I'm not Johnny Depp. I get paid to be bad actor. So I don't know if to tell.
Yeah, Spencer, I was crying when you were reacting to Heidi. They showed you like, okay, here's Heidi's corpse. And you were like, Heidi, come back to life, please.
They edited out like 20 minutes of me like, Heidi, just be a zombie. I'll love you as a dead zombie. And I'm like trying to pull her body out of the window. And they're like, Spencer, stop. And I'm like, this is what I would do. I would pull her body out the window and try to give her mouth to mouth. I wouldn't just like assume she's dead in there.
Yeah.
Get her reanimated.
Like, there's nobody working on her. They don't just leave bodies in cars like this. Where's the jaws of life?
And I want to go back to the Lamborghini. Was it a Countach? Would it have been a Countach?
White one. Here's the funniest thing about the Countach. Back when I was, before I got broke and I was a multimillionaire white rapper, I almost bought a white Countach, and now they've gone up. They're worth like $2 million. When I wanted them, they were like, you could get them for like $100,000. Now they're like a collector's item. It's ridiculous. It would have been my only good investment.
And all the burritos.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I had a burrito today.
Yeah, a burrito a day. That's keep it going.
I'm trying to quit.
All right. So as far as the stunt with the car goes, Elizabeth did not like how you were acting, Spencer, and she said that you were an a-hole.
Well, then she was like, I want to get naked or something. I was like, why is the lady talking about getting naked on the, you know, on a death scene here?
Yeah, what was that about? Well, she's like, we got to get them naked.
Yeah, I was like, why would us being naked help anything? And she was like, don't you play with me. I'm like, you said it, pervert. But, you know, I think they also do on like the DL, like a sex boot camp that's not on TV.
Yeah.
Those two are very sexual.
Well, just as an aside, have you seen this other show that's going to be on the WeTV coming up? Sex Box? Sex Box.
I'm actually on the first episode of the Celebrity Sex Box.
Wow. Okay. So Sex Box, if people don't know what this show is, WeTV really pulling out all the stops. They have a show where they bring in couples, and then they have them, like, as part of their couples therapy, go into a box on the stage and then have sex. And then, but you can't see inside the box. It's like a trailer.
Or so they say.
Yeah. And then they come. It's probably mic'd on the inside. But then they come out and then they talk about that the sex that they had in front of like the audience.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I have not even seen this. So they go into this dark box and just go to Pound Town.
I think that the box is lit on the inside. I think that you can see what you're doing. The people on the outside can't see in the box.
Oh, but they can just hear like a cardboard refrigerator box style.
Yeah, it's bigger than a cardboard refrigerator box. It's like a small room. But I do think Celebrity Sex Box is coming next.
Oh, no, I've already talked to Wee. I'm asking to get on the first episode.
That should be the deal for you to have a kid.
In the box with Heidi or just by yourself?
Either one, whichever they get the bigger check for.
Yeah, this could be the conceiving of the Spidey baby on Wee TV, Celebrity Sex Box.
In a box, Spidey box baby. Heidi'll take a baby however she gets it, whether it's in a box or in a closet, wherever.
Whoa. Tyson, now you went out and you had a little bit of a different reaction to seeing Rachel's dead body from the crash. You seemed like you were taking it seriously.
Well, I'm just a better actor than Spencer.
Is that what it was?
Well, when I walked out there, I looked at Rachel and she peeked her eye open and then giggled at me.
Yeah.
So then the whole time I'm like trying to be serious because I know Jim and Elizabeth are breathing down my neck right there. And Rachel's like trying to hold back snickers and giggles. If you watch close, you can see a smirk on her face.
Yeah. Okay. So you weren't really taking it seriously. You just were going through the motions.
Well, that's how I live my life, man.
Is that the problem in this relationship? You're just going through the motions?
I think you just nailed it, bro. And that's something Jim and Elizabeth never figured out.
Yeah. I'm going to do marriage boot camp podcast.
Edition.
Yeah.
Isn't that what we're doing?
No, but I'm looking for a better name to say I'm just going to do couples counseling with people on a podcast.
Isn't that what we're doing?
I guess so. Yeah,
in a way.
So Tyson, did it make you mad that they gave you a phone and they were like, look what you texted her? And it wasn't even stuff that you said.
Yeah, it was kind of weird because that like started it all off wrong. Cause you're like, I totally didn't send this text. None of this is real.
Yeah.
Well, like I said to them, I don't even text and drive. That's illegal in the state of California. So it was kind of entrapment. I was waiting for like the cop to just like give me
show up.
Yeah, like, oh, you were? Here's your ticket. I was like, nope, not me.
Yeah, I don't do that. Now, nice try.
Could you go to jail for that? Like, if you like, if somebody's like texting and driving and you're like sending them stuff that like is going to make them get so angry that they crash their car, can you go to jail for that? Like, could you get convicted?
I don't know. I don't think
so. Is that like attempted murder to start like texting somebody that you know is driving and making them mad?
Or send them a funny video so they watch it instead of paying attention to the road?
Yeah.
I think it's their fault for opening their phone while they're driving.
I don't know.
I don't know,
so,
dude.
Bob, we need to talk to Podcast One and find out if it's true, because sources were telling me we had 5 million downloads for our last week's podcast.
5 million downloads. Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, we had 6 million viewers more than Marriage Bootcamp.
Wow.
So you're saying Marriage Bootcamp had negative 1 million?
Don't quote me.
Wow. These ratings are it's a tricky science.
Well, you get 90 grand a day over there. I bet we are.
As far as they added a new wrinkle to Marriage Bootcamp, that now you get an evaluation every week on the show.
Yeah. Too bad they edited it down. We sit on those couches for like 4 hours.
In your evaluation, Spencer, they told you that you're an 18-year-old, and that made you happy because then Heidi's a cougar.
It made me happy because I'm like got all these years of my life back. I was like, I'm 18. Woo!
Get to do it all over.
I get another 21st birthday party. This is every time they try to like hit me with a dig, it turns into a compliment. I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah, but how old are you? You're not that old.
I'm old. I'm almost as old as Tyson.
Yeah.
Not even close, bro. You're never going to catch me.
Yeah, but you're not even 30, right?
I am, unfortunately. Don't let these chubby cheeks fool you.
Wait, are you just 30?
I'm 31.
31. 31. Yeah. I mean, there's no rush on this baby business.
Don't hide your roll in here and get you.
Yeah.
Heidi said no more podcasts.
All right. Not a major rush, somewhat of a rush. Yeah, you gotta hold out for Sexbox.
We're definitely gonna have a baby. You'll see a Marriage Bootcamp. Maybe there even is a Marriage Bootcamp baby.
Whoa.
What? How come you never told me this before, Spencer?
I was saving the exclusive for the podcast. Breaking news. Maybe we'll get a post about the podcast.
Breaking news. Then, Tyson, how did your evaluation go?
Well, I don't remember, but usually how they go is you just sit there with your fingers crossed, hoping that they don't talk at you for very long. So then you can sit down and watch everybody else's evaluation.
Yeah. And it looks like there's more drama that's about to unfold next week.
Oh, yeah. That's the name of the game here, dude. Drama.
Yeah.
Drama is what cements relationships and makes them stronger.
See, Tyson, I feel bad for Rachel in this whole mix because I feel like, you know, there's so many people that are like reality TV, like professionals that are in the mix. You have all these people that have been on all these shows and you've been on Survivor 3 times. But I mean, Rachel did, you know, doesn't have a very extensive reality TV resume, and I mean that in that she's like a normal person that's thrown into this chaos, and I feel like the things that are happening into the house are affecting her more than they're affecting the other people that are there.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I've felt that too. Like the couple days leading into it, I was like, oh shit, what did I drag Rachel into?
Yeah.
So then part of me, and the part they don't show, is every night I'm like, Rachel, we can leave this whenever. Don't let things get to you. It's crazy. That's the way it's supposed to be. Just let it play out and we'll be out of here in no time.
Yeah, I know. It's tough. It's tough. I really, my heart goes out to her on this.
Well, mine does too. She's right here listening to all of it. So she said she likes you even more now.
Yeah, I told her that in person when I saw her at the WeTV launch party.
Yeah, she'll never forget that.
tell me about what...
I wish I had met Rob not blacked out at that party so I could know, like...
Put a face to the name.
Like. Right now, he kind of looks like just this blur.
I look exactly like Marshawn Lynch.
Oh, I would have remembered you more.
He was a blur, Spencer, because he was dancing so awesome at the party. It was like nonstop dance machine.
Yeah.
I was in the middle of the dance floor doing my best Michael Jackson, and I didn't see him in my way.
He was the guy that was dance battling you most of the time.
Yeah. Oh, I thought I was Will Ferrell.
Nope, that was Rob Sesternino.
Can you guys tell me, what is the going on with Aviva and Reed? That Spencer, you said that Aviva is an actress?
Really?
Broadway mode, you said.
She is Broadway level actress. Like, you know, this isn't even a diss, and this sounds awful, but like, I'm just going to stop. Sometimes.
No. Now you have to go.
No, I just, whoa, that was like almost too controversial for the podcast. self-censor, pre-edit, cyborg mode. She is incredible. I wish I could see Aviva like in live mode. Like, we're watching like a whole different side. But yeah, she definitely is in her character. Let's put it that way. Reed, I've seen Reed in action. You can get,
wow.
I think there's going to be Reed not acting this season, which will be incredible. And he may get a spinoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Aviva just comes from that housewife game where all those women think they're, you know, Charlize Theron doing that movie where she's that, you know, white trash murderer.
The monster?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, what about, a little behind the scenes here, Aviva would talk into her microphone that was clipped into her shirt to demand stuff from production. So she'd like put her hand over the mic and talk down and be like, another root beer, please, with a straw.
She'd order stuff?
Diet root beer.
Diet root beer, please.
Is that how that works on Marriage Boot Camp? You can
only
talk.
For Aviva, she treated her microphone like a walkie-talkie. And we had asked the sound guys, we're like, how loud is that when she like pulls it up to her mouth, and they're like, they're designed so you don't have to pull them to your mouth. That's how we get everyone's audio without everyone walking around with them, putting them to their mouth. So when she did it, everybody on set, like that had their earpieces in, would all like, ah, like deafening.
Oh my God. And then one more thing about the Natalie and Jacob relationship. Should Jacob, like, it seems like Jacob could potentially do better than Natalie. Natalie said that he definitely can't. What do you think? Would you guys give Jacob any advice?
Spencer, you want to field this one, bro?
Well, look at you trying to set me up knowing there's an undertone here.
Yeah. Because Judge Toler said that he would have women 35 deep out there if he left Natalie.
Did she call them women?
I thought she said women, but...
Yeah.
I thought she said them hoes be lining up.
That must have also got edited out.
Oh, yeah, they had to take another take.
Well, I don't know. I would tell Jacob to just pray a lot.
He's praying too?
That would be my advice.
Boy.
Yeah, at this point in the game, I would be like, holy cow, Natalie is so up and down. Like, I don't know how Jacob controls that or how he lives with that. Like, it's
up and down, like when she's twerking?
No, up and down. Well, that too, I guess. But up and down in that she's like all of a sudden like super angry and upset and going berserko. And then she's calm and cool and relaxed. And then she's berserko again. And it's just such a roller coaster that I would be like, I never want to go to Disneyland again.
Yeah. I think he's just addicted to that booty.
He must be, dude.
He can't kick the habit.
It's like a
burrito a day.
Yeah, that's it. But let's talk about somebody else so I don't get myself in trouble because they know where I live.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did you have another person you wanted to talk about? Or you want to talk about now?
Let's talk about Kiwan for a minute.
Okay, tell me about them.
Yeah, Kiwan, I don't know why they're editing out him just drinking his, like, was he always drinking Crown? What was that brown liquor he was always drinking?
Yeah, it was something like that.
And he just drinks it like an OG mobster, like from one of those Dick Tracy movies. And
like Prune Face?
No, more like the guy that talked like that guy,
whoever he was. Little Face?
I don't know, one of those faces.
Flat Top?
But Kiwan is...
I don't know any of them. How do you know all these people, Rob?
Yeah, like, whoa.
The Blank?
You talk like Dick Tracy, okay?
Okay.
The only name I know. Yeah, the show is incredible if you were on set. They're editing out the brilliance of just like the making of Boot Camp. The show will definitely get better because the producer comes and has a talk with us about now.
Okay.
I could say this is called the fourth wall. And they pretty much tell us that the network won't even air the show because we're so awful, all of us. And that if we don't step it up and like try harder, that this will never like make VTV.
Who do you think was the most awful?
I was pretty bad because, you know, I was having my heat rashes and the temperature was so hot and I just couldn't get into character. So I have a lot of regret for the first 3 episodes, I would say. But once I start getting into it with Tyson, I think it starts getting good.
Okay. Yeah. So I know you guys wanted to talk about some other stuff besides Marriage Boot Camp. Was there any stuff from the outside world that you guys wanted to get into this week?
Well, I missed the those award shows. I don't know who won those, but
the Golden Globes.
The Golden Globes were this week, and also the Oscar nominations came out this week.
I'm glad that Hotel movie is getting nominated, even though Heidi hated it. I found it quite funny.
The Grand Budapest Hotel?
That's the Hotel movie.
How come all these people are getting nominated for movies that haven't even really been released yet? How do you get a nomination for a movie that nobody's seen?
I just thought Snowpiercer was going to get a Best Picture nomination.
That movie was pretty good. It was kind of weird.
That's why weird enough to get an Academy Award. But let's talk French hostage rescue action. How are they going to send one dude in that freaking market when they got 80 dudes on each side? What do they call that? The kamikaze in French over there?
Kamikaze.
This dude runs in solo when he's got like, were they all supposed to go in? And they're like, no, mate, you go in. And did you see that? Have you seen like the unedited clip where the one French like GIGN guy just runs in solo mish and all the other dudes just like shoot from the window? And then of course that guy got shot and then they're like dragging his body. Like, and it's like, yeah, he probably got shot in the back by his own 80 dudes hiding at the window.
Tyson, how about that?
I didn't even hear about this.
Were you on like a mountain bike ride all week or what?
Are you getting your news? Are you getting your news from The Verge?
What's The Verge?
It's electronics news. That's about the most news I read. I really feel uninformed right now. You've really made me look stupid. Thank
Wait,
you.
Wait, you really don't know about the Paris terrorist attacks? Don't
the
play.
One that happened in the magazine?
Oh, don't play.
No, tell me about this new one.
No, it wasn't a magazine. It's a newspaper.
A newspaper. Yeah, I heard about that, but I didn't know the deets.
You didn't know how they went and like killed the dudes?
No.
Oh, you got to watch that.
Oh, when they caught the dudes afterwards?
Where they shot them up afterwards.
Okay, yeah, I did hear about that too.
Best part of the whole thing.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying that if you watch the clip, they got 80 guys on each side of the market where the bad terrorist is in, and they send one of their guys in like solo. And they all keep shooting at him from behind. And it looks like the worst tactics I've ever seen in my whole life of watching 24 episodes.
Well, you know that one of the key things to gun safety is never fire into the back of someone.
That's like number 2 on the list.
Yeah, that's one of the things.
But yeah, so that's our terrorism update.
All right, well, good.
Our sports update was the Seahawks just won, so I can keep pretending to be a football fan for one more game.
Okay.
And what else?
They've won it already?
Yeah, they defeated the Packers in overtime.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And then
spoiler alert.
We found out this week Rob's a multimillionaire from this podcast.
Yes. Yeah, dude, I could not believe that. That blew my mind. So
I
you
read
get...
that article and I called Tyson. I was like, dude, he needs to pay us way more than $5 for this podcast a week.
That was a misprint.
Yeah, that's what all.
So you're saying you're not getting $88 from 800 people every single month?
That is correct.
I was like, this guy's famous. We're on a famous guy's podcast.
So who got it wrong?
It was just a typo. It was just a typo in the article.
Why did Hermit not want to be on this week's podcast? I feel like we're missing his momentum, and our viewers and listeners are going to be missing him.
Andy was just here to observe what was going on for the article. He wasn't a co-host on the show.
Did you tell him there was not enough of spicing in his article? He gave us like one sentence.
Well, part two is coming.
Oh,
part two good. Of the article is coming.
Well, we'll look forward to that.
I should have read it before I retweeted his post. After I read it, I was like, this guy doesn't even deserve a retweet. He barely talks about spicing.
I want to know from you guys, have you followed the controversy about the Justin Bieber, Calvin Klein Photoshop?
Bieber's perfect. That dude's probably packing as much as he plays it off. Bieber is the man.
But didn't you see the before and after pictures of the one?
That was edited Photoshop Bieber haters. They admitted it. Hello, where have you been?
So the Photoshop was they decreased Bieber's muscles?
And decreased all of his muscles. Let's just put it that way.
They decreased his package also.
Yeah, apparently so. Because I get all my news from Facebook. And so I didn't know if that was true or false or what was going on.
But yeah, how do you think he's pulling like all these ladies? It's not because he needs Photoshop. It's not because he has 150 million at age 19.
So you're saying it's all his muscles.
And yeah.
And his package.
And his tattoos.
And his dope ass tattoos.
Then why are there Justin Bieber haters out there?
Because of jealousy. Same reason the whole world hates me. Everybody loves us secretly.
They love you so much they hate you.
Yeah, they're past. They get to that. I love you so much I gotta hate you.
Okay.
You know, like how moms are like, oh, my baby's so cute, I want to eat it.
Yeah, moms in those weird jungles.
Yeah.
I think Tyson's a little upset about his jellyfish dying yesterday, which I warned him.
What happened to your jellyfish?
It died.
What happened?
Tried to take it out of the tank and put it on his balls, and you can't do that.
Are you sure it was really dead and not just pretending for some exercise that Jim and Elizabeth were doing?
No, that's an opossum. That possums are the only ones that can fake dead besides humans.
Like Tyson opossum?
Yeah. Well played, dude. I tried my darndest. I kept him alive for like 6 weeks. Rachel got me 3 jellyfish for presents. And for Christmas.
Yeah.
And they were doing really, really well. And then they just started deteriorating and they kind of just turned into little like goos of snot and then they stopped moving.
Yeah.
And Spencer, as eccentric as he is, has owned over 100 jellyfish in your lifetime.
All at one time, at one time.
Wow.
See?
Do you have a lot of marine life, Tyson?
No, I just had the jellyfish. It was my first attempt.
I used to have a serious aquatic collection. Like I was almost like a scuba diver in the house. I've had seahorses, many of them. I had every kind of fish you can buy in the fish store that's expensive, that dies really fast. So they make you buy them again. I had all those ones. But then I ran out of money cleaning the tanks. So I had to give them to my parents who don't want them anymore. So now the fish guy got to keep them all.
Wow.
Jim, the fish guy?
Jelly Jim took all my fish.
Man.
Well, yeah, so my one jellyfish died and I've still got 2 and neither of them are looking great, but I still have hope.
All right.
Let's do our movie review this week. That way our viewers don't have to look on Rotten Tomatoes.
Good.
Listen to our podcast.
Yes.
I saw Black Hat.
Black Hat.
Which could have been in fast forward the whole movie, and I would have enjoyed it a lot more. So I highly recommend
without sound.
Wait till that's on some type of system that you can fast forward it.
What was the problem? It was boring?
There was just an hour of like Michael Mann zooming in on Asian girls' back and necks and like legs. It's like, come on, dude. Like
that doesn't sound too bad. A little perverted.
It just didn't go with like, I want to just hear more like keyboard banging, like where, like tap on keyboards more. Like I want keyboard.
You wanted more typing.
Like did he not see Hackers with Angelina Jolie? Like at least some like Mohawks or something.
Yeah. Okay.
But so that, and then American Sniper, If you're looking for like people getting shot a lot, you'll love it. And then tonight I'm seeing The Ringer, and I'll give you all an advance. I'm going to love it because it has Kevin Hart, and anything with Kevin Hart's funny except for his weird dating movies. yeah, so that's our movie alert. Thank you, Siskel and Ebert, for inspiring me.
Wait, I want to know, at American Sniper, did you shed a tear? I heard it's a real tearjerker.
I was too focused on my popcorn, red vines, and milk duds to really get like too emotional. Like, I did get really sad when I ran out of red vines and I was forced to just have milk duds and popcorn. You know what? If you tuned into this podcast, let me give you a secret that will change your life. Next time you go to the movies, you make sure they make you hot popcorn. I always stand there until they make hot popcorn, and I keep asking for the manager and I demand hot, fresh popcorn. And they always give me hot popcorn because if you demand it, they have to.
Yeah, how long do you have to stand there before they finally are like, okay, let's just make this for him?
It's usually about 10 to 15 minutes, but like you keep like saying comments about, and here's my favorite. They will always say, we just pop this, sir. And I go, well, no, that's not possible because I'm standing here and you didn't pop anything. I want it to be popped and fall into my bag as you flip the little popper thing over.
Right.
So that's the first secret. And the second secret is you buy red vines, even if you don't like them, and you take your popcorn and your red vines and you put them in your mouth at the exact same time and you chew. And that's such so scientific right there that the Jelly Bean Company actually has a popcorn red vine mix. So that means scientists at the Jelly Bean Factory, like actual ones in lab coats, have figured out my secret or stole it from me and sell it as a jelly bean. So you go do that and you will never have a bad movie theater experience again.
Tyson, didn't you say Twizzlers are better than red vines?
No. Are you trying to start something with me here?
I'm pretty sure you told me that.
I don't think I said that.
I know you told me like off the record that Twizzlers were superior to red vines.
Yeah, but I told you not to tell anybody. Thanks, Rob.
Nobody would ever believe that statement. So that was just, that went on deaf ears right there.
But we went to the movies with Spencer and Heidi. And the other thing they do is they get their hot popcorn and then they dump milk duds into it. Or at least that's what Rachel was doing next to me. And I assumed it was based on Heidi and Spencer's instructions.
All right, ready for, thanks for that setup. All time greatest movie theater story. Before you tune out, people, this is incredible. My dad thinks people hate me so much. Here's the setup. That when we went to the movies with him, and he always hears me like harassing the movie theater people to make me fresh popcorn and like always runs and hides. So not only does he know everyone hates me, he also knows that movie people hate me extra because I make them pop fresh popcorn. So we're in the theater and my dad is acting all weird, like weirder than being Spencer Pratt's dad usually would be. And so at the end of the movie, he's like, I think I should just take us straight to the hospital. And we're like, what are you talking about? He's like, I need to get tested. And we're like, what? And he's like, I probably have hepatitis or syphilis or something. I'm like, what? And he's like, they got us in the theater. And I'm like, what do you mean they got us? And he's like, they put turds in our popcorn. we go, what are you talking about? And he's like, I almost threw up in the bathroom twice. And he shows me his fingers and they're all melted. Like, because of the milk duds that Heidi mixes in the hot popcorn, his fingers look like melted poop all over his fingers. And he's like, they finally got you, Spencer. And he's dead serious. And we're like, Dad, what are you talking about? He's like, they put poop in the popcorn. And we're like, no, they didn't. He's like, they did. Go straight to the hospital. We all probably have hepatitis. And we're like, no, those were milk duds. And he's like, what? Why would you put milk duds in the popcorn? And we're like, why would they put warm poop in the popcorn? And the best part is he goes the whole 2-hour movie with us eating the poop and not saying anything. He's just accepted. Like, I've already eaten poop. So,
well, what movie was it?
What movie was that?
It's probably a good movie.
Hunger
Games. Yeah. You can't walk out on that.
is that he eats the poop popcorn and then he goes and sits back down. He's like, I'm going to finish the movie before we go to the hospital.
No four mentions anything to us. The whole movie just lets us keep eating the poop.
Well, it was dark. Did he know that it was a poop popcorn?
He said poop-corn? He was, just could feel the mushy black on his hands and he would look close to his eyes. And if you do smell melted Milk Duds, they do smell funky, like especially with the hot popcorn mix on them. So like, I've now since tried to figure out where he was at. And it's a creepy it's a creepy sensation when you don't know there's Milk Duds in there and your fingers just have like melted poop looking material.
And that tastes good, the Milk Duds in the popcorn?
Oh, it turns it into like a chocolatey popcorn to the point where that really rich billionaire in Seattle, what's his name? He owns the Seahawks, whatever that guy. He owns a movie
Bill
theater.
Gates?
No.
His
the
partner.
Other rich guy that yeah. lives in Seattle.
Well, I know who it is.
He owns
Warren Buffett.
No, Paul Allen.
Not Paul Allen. Bingo. He owns a movie theater. Ding! And they sell melted chocolate popcorn in there. So it's another one of my scientific theories proven. But yeah, so my dad thinks people hate me so much that they will put hot poop in my popcorn in a movie. Just if your viewers and listeners don't, I mean, I hate saying viewers. We need to get some visual component to this podcast. I'm going to start like videoing this whole thing and posting it for myself.
Okay. Well, we can do a video show. We got to work up to that though.
Oh, we got to get a few more listeners.
No, we got to just work out all of the kinks on this.
Kinks.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. If you didn't like the poop story, I feel bad for you. So.
I think that was the best part of this entire podcast. This episode was the poop story.
Tyson, did you ever think you ate poop by accident?
No. And I've never eaten it on purpose either. But I just, everything about that story I love, that his dad thought he was eating poop, but didn't tell anybody, and then opted, instead of immediately leaving the theater or talking to somebody, he decided to just watch the entire movie that he paid for before really raising any eyebrows about the whole thing.
And yeah. I could tell he was acting so crazy. He was like sweating in there. And like, looking at him, like, what's going on with him? Like, he was having a full panic attack. Like, he was going to just try to play it off. We ate poop. I can't tell anyone. And then he just said, take us to the hospital. And
I guess there's a sense of shame when you eat poop that you almost want to keep it a secret.
Oh, yeah.
Did he keep eating the popcorn?
Let's be real. Yes, he did. That's how much Pratt's love popcorn.
It was probably so good from what you say about the Milk Duds and the popcorn that he couldn't stop.
Yeah, he was like freaked out, like, how do I love the taste of poop on warm popcorn?
<much. laughs> That was probably the disturbing thing of that, like, this says popcorn has poop on it, but I like it.
It's so good.
Really quick, not as funny poop story, but I think people will love just the idea of me just with diarrhea all over me, not intentionally. The other week, my sister's family were up here and my sister's like, can you take us a Christmas card photo? And I was like, sure. And I never even go onto the beach because I don't like the feeling of sand and it's just dirty. And I'm just like such a weird clean freak germaphobe guy.
And don't you live on the beach kind of?
Yeah, I live on the beach, but I hate it. And so I go out of the beach and I'm like, okay, Spencer, just, get lower to the ground because these are little kids and like I'm shooting up and I'm only getting shots of their heads and I'm like, this is a horrible photo. So I get low and I'm getting into the photo and so I finish and then as I leave, all of a sudden I just smell worse than I usually smell and all of a sudden my little niece is like, ew, you smell. And I'm like, what are you talking about, little girl? You smell, like kind of get offended. And then I'm like, no, I'm about to puke on myself. And then I look and there's dog or human, I'm not sure, whoever is diarrheaing all over the sand, all over my body, because I was like rolling around getting like, the pro shot. So I'm covered in just diarrhea, like throw up level smell. And all the little kids are going, ew, ew, he's covered in poop. And I'm like, everything I touch on my body as it's now it's all over my hands. So yeah, it was just incredible. If you don't like that imagery of me just covered in diarrhea, then why are you listening to this podcast?
So what did you do?
I actually screamed like a little girl and a bunch of profanity to my mom. Was like, don't swear in front of the little kids. And I was like, fuck you, mom. Like God, diarrhea all over me. Fuck them.
Well, this is no longer family friendly.
Yeah. Well, I think we probably lost that at the poop popcorn.
Okay. Did you, Spencer, is the lesson to be learned? Don't go to the beach.
I already knew that. So I broke my rule. Like, usually I'm concerned of stepping on heroin needles. Never did I think of diarrhea almost as bad as heroin needles.
Wow. All right. So for next week, people need to just avoid the beach in particular.
I know you're busy, Rob, and you have a career making $9 billion a month, but 10. I want to talk with Spicen for 4 hours straight because I don't have anything else to do today. And now I'm I got to wait till next Sunday to do the podcast. What can I do?
Don't you want to watch the next football game?
Beast mode's not on the field. I'm not a football fan. I'm a beast mode fan. A guy that would rather get paid or get fined $100,000 than talk to the press. And when he does talk to the press, all he says, thanks for asking. Thanks for asking. Yeah, I appreciate you asking. Thanks for asking. That is a superstar. Not to mention he plays football with a gold grill in his mouth. That is what superstars are all about.
Tyson, does this make you want to check out the NFL now?
I've turned on the game a little bit because I knew Spencer was watching it, and it's okay. But I think the real lesson of today's podcast is you can eat poop in your popcorn, but don't roll around in it on the beach.
Yeah. Or if you are, make sure you're eating the poop and popcorn.
Yeah, at the same time.
We need a better hashtag. Dunky is totally played out. We need poop popcorn.
Hashtag poop popcorn.
Yep.
Poop that popcorn. You think people will want to tweet about that?
Yeah, they will.
I think it's pretty controversial.
I think it's actually that might be a hot topic. What is that called when you get
a trending topic?
Trending topic.
Yeah.
Not a hot topic, the store. They better give us free clothes now.
Or maybe something more pray for Spicen, something heavy.
I like poop popcorn, but pray for Spicen. We could do 2 hashtags.
All right. Let me just see if poop popcorn has been used. Only one person in the history of Twitter has ever tweeted with the hashtag poop popcorn.
And who's that?
It's a woman named Jessica McCarty, who on June 16th, she tweeted a picture of a woman eating popcorn in front of the TV with the hashtag poop popcorn. So I don't know if she pulled the actual original poop popcorn trick on this woman in the picture.
Huh. I don't know, but I just looked up popcorn poop and there's 3 of those. So let's go with poop popcorn.
Yeah. I like the idea that this woman, Jessica, has already perpetrated the milk dud poop popcorn trick.
Heidi, what did my dad call them? Turds? I think he said turd. So is turd popcorn? My dad was like, they put turd popcorn. Popcorn.
Whatever people want to use.
As he looked at me so dead serious in the car, and he's like, they got us. We're in a mob movie, and they just got
finally the haters got the best
he's
of Spencer
they
Pratt.
Got us.
That was like the horse's head in your bed.
Yeah.
They sent you a message.
He's like, it caught up with you, Spencer. They
turd
got
popcorn
us.
Is not taken. Let's do turd popcorn.
We need an original. I didn't like that we had other donkeys last week. That it was oversaturated.
Okay. There you go. Turd popcorn. All right.
Because the goal is to get everyone to tune in Friday to see what level of loserdom that we've got to.
Okay. Do you have a tease for Friday night?
Tune in to see Friday night Marriage Bootcamp to see what level our non-existent careers of television have got to.
Well, I was going to do something more like, to watch an angry girl get angry and everybody else just look on in wonderment.
Wow.
Oh, is this that girl's starring role this of her character?
Yeah, this is the episode, dude. This is where she peaks.
Oh, wow. She's going to throw a wedding dress. Uh-oh. It's in the trailer. It's in the trailer.
Oh, yeah, it is in the trailer.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
So let's have a special guest real quick. We have a minute or two to hear from Rachel and hear from Heidi.
Yes, yes. All right, we'll get the women's POV.
Yeah, real quick before our listeners tune out.
Okay.
They're never tuning out.
Let's start with Rachel.
Rachel.
Hello.
Rachel, how's it going?
Whoa, she's already right there ready.
I'm right here. I've been listening to all of this.
Yes.
Have you ever eaten curd popcorn, Rachel?
Heidi taught me how to do that at the movies last time we were there. It was the best thing ever. It's so good. Everybody has to try it.
Turd popcorn.
Turd popcorn.
So what do you think about this upcoming episode? We're already done with the old episode.
Oh, we're already done with that one?
Oh, do you have a comment about how you felt when you're crying with your bootleg black eye makeup?
That one was really hard for me to get into because it was just too fake to like act and play dead. So I kind of felt bad because everybody was really getting into it and they were emotional and they were crying. And for some reason, I just couldn't stop laughing. So I kind of ruined that one for Tyson.
Did any of it have to do with how much alcohol Heidi forced down your throat before you went and filmed that scene?
I don't know. Maybe that's part of the lack of seriousness. For sure, but at least Tyson wasn't motorboating me.
Whoa.
Whoa. Well, I guess you haven't heard that that's like the number one thing paramedics do on emergency scenes.
You were motorboating Heidi during the scene where she was pretending to be dead?
Well, I didn't want to get any of that makeup on my face for a mouth-to-mouth scene, so I thought, I'll just give her chest mouth-to-mouth.
Now, in all seriousness, it sounds like there's a lot of drinking that's going on here at the marriage boot camp. Is that really advised for people?
It was never allowed or didn't exist until Spidey came into play and demanded we wouldn't go on set without our patron, and then everybody saw us drinking, so they're like, we want our liquor too. And it just got into this whole, you know, drinking contest going on. Here's the best story that hit the news this week on some major non-existent blog. I read that it was like insiders on set say Heidi and Spencer were drinking Patron all day long from 7 a.m. to they went to bed, and producers had to try to take away their liquor. And I wrote back to that blog, actually, I didn't wake up till like 11, and that's when I started drinking 24 hours a day. So
get the facts straight.
Get your facts straight. But yeah, I was trying to get like a celebrity rehab spinoff where like all of us could just go and like get sober on Wii.
Yeah, but do they do that anymore, celebrity rehab?
No, I was trying to like bring it back
because
our cast was like so drunk. They're like, we should do a rehab show with them.
One of the number one things they recommend at marriage boot camp to kind of help your relationship is heavy drinking.
Yeah.
Have you tried that with Nicole?
No.
Whenever you are down on, you know, your relationship or you get in a fight, if you both just pound a bunch of alky, it makes things better.
I think that's the problem.
Yeah. It clears your mind.
Yeah. Forget about stuff.
Right, Spencer?
Well, what they want to do is they want your relationship to like be in its best like state. So the drunker you are, usually like is like how to fix a relationship. By the way, my screen grab of your guys' Skype photos is freaking incredible. Like if this isn't a hit podcast trio here, I don't even know what is.
Yeah, I like your owl icon on Skype.
Oh, that's my budget. I got a graphic designer to do that. All right, Heidi, you're up. We're going to have you talk to Rachel. It's going to get crazy. Here we go. Here you go. Talking to the mic.
She's doing dishes.
I'm doing dishes.
Heidi, how's it going?
Good. What is this, the mic?
Yeah,
yes.
Talking to
the mic. This is your opportunity to interview Rachel.
Okay, Rachel. Did I get you the drunkest you've ever been on this show?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I'm just laughing because producers normally do like for everybody to be drinking. It starts more drama. It causes more fighting scenes. But I love that, like, with this cast and with Heidi and Spencer, everybody was drinking so much that it's probably the first time in history that they were taking alcohol away. because nobody was even functioning.
Well, that's why I had to start hiding the alcohol for everyone. I had like the coolers for everyone secretly in my room. There were the places. So I ended up being like, I felt like we were back in the Prohibition. Everyone's like, Heidi, where's my alcohol? I'm like, hold on. I'll go get it for you.
It was like Boardwalk Empire?
No, I don't, but I've heard it's good. I thought the most fun would be drinking, and I don't want to be alone drinking. So I thought I might as well have everyone drunk the whole time. So I would like, especially in this car scene, I was like running back and forth, and I'm glad they didn't show because it looked really crazy, but like handing Rachel a shot and then handing Reed a shot. And then I was taking a shot. So like the serious tone of it was certainly broken up.
Heidi, are you praying for Natalie as well as Spencer?
Yeah, you know, I like Natalie and she just does her own thing. And, you know, it is what it is.
Okay. Rachel, do you have a question for Heidi to interview Heidi?
Heidi, what was going on in your head in the dead car, in the dead scene?
Oh my gosh, I was spinning. I was like, I've drank in way like too much. This is not good. I was definitely the drunk driver in this scene. I was thinking, I hope I don't throw up on Spencer, especially when he's like Heimlicking me. I'm like, you know, because he has no idea.
They got rid of, they edited out my Heimlich.
Yeah. I mean, I was spinning because like I'm a great drunk until I lay down. Like that's the number one no-no for me. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I kept like opening my eyes and closing them. And so Spencer would look at me, but I'm like, trust me, this is all for our own benefit that I don't just throw up right now.
Wow. Yeah. So yeah, you should never text a drunk person when they're driving.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
It's a terrible way to go. All right. And Rachel, we talked about this at the top of the show. All this stuff is very real for you, right? This is you're not going through the motions on this show.
No, I was pretty real, especially, well, definitely in the beginning of the show. You know, I was taking it all pretty seriously, to be honest.
Oh my God. Okay.
Well, yeah, right. That's the worst way to approach a TV show is to try and be real.
Yeah.
Or serious.
Especially
or
a reality show.
Well, now you know for next time. Now you know for Celebrity Sex Box.
It's one of those. I mean, in the court, that's a real thing. I really did get kind of upset with the things that she was saying to me. And, you know, it's all TV and it's a show, but you start to lose sight of kind of like what's real and what's fake. It gets a little confusing that way. But yeah, I was really, that was a hard day for me, actually. So,
Rachel, did you get insulted when the Honorable Judge Toler said that she would hit you with a stick if you were her daughter?
Yeah, I got really upset by that, actually.
She started crying.
So, yeah, I was crying.
So you were crying more about what the judge said than Tyson, anything that he's done to you.
Yeah, I knew what Tyson was meaning by that phrase where he was saying, she loves me more than I love. I know what he was trying to say. It came off horrible. But I knew what he was trying to say. It wasn't anything he said that hurt me. It was what the judge was saying to me that was the most hurtful.
I know why you were actually crying, because since Jim just hit Tyson, you thought she was going to come really hit you. This is a hitting drill.
Yeah, it's everybody gets punched.
Yeah, we're all scared because Natalie's there and she could probably hurt somebody.
Definitely. And Rachel, last question. Do you indeed love Tyson more than Tyson loves himself?
Oh, no. Nobody could love Tyson as much as he loves himself. That's for sure.
Yes. All right. So you have Rachel beat at that, Tyson.
Just figured it out. That's why he doesn't have that heart capacity to love you as much.
Because most of it's spent on myself.
Yeah.
He's too focused on loving himself, which I wish I had that problem, because you'll find out on this season that I hate myself.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, plenty more to come on Marriage Boot Camp. Looking forward to getting back into it next week.
See ya. I'm going to drink some Patron.
All right.
Wait. What, real quick, emergency. I've been asked many times about, we got to be doing a CBB recap on the podcast. We got CBB followers. So real quick, next time we're going to have a CBB recap because we didn't have time because Rob's got to go make 90 million on his podcast and tape other ones right now.
That's right.
Next time, I didn't forget about you, Twitter people. I'm reading my 5 tweets total of the week.
Yes. No more Hobie, but plenty more to talk about on the BBUK.
The CBB UK.
Do I have to watch that too so I know what you're talking about?
You just talk in a British accent and ask questions.
Okay, I'm going to have to perfect that.
All right, sounds good. All right, thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, and if you're not following these guys on Twitter, then first off, we know everybody's following Spencer already. He's at Spencer Pratt. And Tyson, everybody's following Tyson too, at Tyson Apostle.
Yeah. But what about at Rachel Fugler?
Yeah, how do you pronounce it? Is it Folger, Rachel?
Folger, like the coffee.
Yes, but with an extra U.
Folger this whole time, and you've never corrected me?
And Heidi's at Heidi Montag?
Okay. There it is. You know why she's still at Heidi Montag? Is because anywhere she says she's at Heidi Pratt, people are like, who's that? And Heidi Montag gets like free milk in her coffee.
Whoa.
What?
Free yeah. milk or free milk duds?
And no free poop allowed.
All right. Guys, have a good week. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, everybody. There you have it. That was Spicin back here on Rob Has a Podcast. And I feel like that in addition to Marriage Bootcamp, I want to talk with them about some of the other stuff going on in the world. So if you have ideas for things you want to hear Spicin comment on during the week, I think what I'll do is I will take questions as well from the audience for next week's show. So let me know what you think in the comments. We've got plenty more coming up this week. I should have a podcast for you guys every day this week, including we will also start covering the return of King of the Nerds on TBS. That show is also going to be on Friday nights the next few weeks. So I will have a podcast up for you guys on Saturdays talking about King of the Nerds. Very, very excited. Lot to do here. What off season? So plenty coming up here on Rob is a Podcast. Make sure you're locked in. RobIsAWebsite.com/iTunes for the iTunes subscription feed. Plenty other ways to subscribe to as well. Have a good one, everybody. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye. Now that the show's over, don't forget to go to naturebox.com and sign up to get your free sampler box of great-tasting, wholesome snacks. Forget the vending machine. Start snacking smarter with delicious treats like barbecue kettle kernels. Go to naturebox.com/RHAP. That's naturebox.com/RHAP.